Good morning, Hess & Company Jewelers.
Hi, good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. That didn't come up already, yeah.
Came
up
really?
A 585 number. Yeah, it came up a 585 number? No, that's that Rochester area code where all the hoodlums live.
That's right, the 585.
Yeah, 585. Down here it's 757.
The 757.
That's where all the hoodlums live.
The 757. That's right. That's UVA.
No. That's Virginia Beach.
Oh,
Hampton.
Virginia. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
Norfolk.
757. That's right. There's a store that I've called that. They're in Norfolk. Mm-hmm.
In what?
Norfolk.
Norfolk. Where's Norfolk? You mean Norfolk?
Oh, give me an English lesson, please.
he said, give me an English lesson, please. The other day I was chastising him for saying Staunton. You sound like you're all prim and proper. Yes, we're going to Staunton. Do you hold your pinky up whenever you're drinking your drink whenever you say Staunton?
That's right. Would you like to see in crumpets?
Right. Seriously. Oh, man. All right. So, I don't know what's going on, but anyway, Eddie said that he wants your company to make sure they get their money back on the package that I received yesterday that I was supposed to have last week. Okay? I don't know if y'all do that, but y'all should, because the shipping to me is not cheap because I'm in an outlying area.
Right. Yeah, I'll definitely.
And you need to do the one that I was supposed to get yesterday.
Okay, so that one you did not end up getting from
no.
Dick?
No, and Dick, I don't know if Dick was not working because at 8:06 it said all day long it kept telling me it was out for delivery. And then at 8:06 it said at local FedEx facility, package not delivered / not attempted.
Hmm, okay.
So y'all need to get your money back on that one too. I mean, it's like Eddie says, if you watch your pennies, your dollars will follow.
Mm-hmm. No, totally true. I'm just checking the tracking myself right now. I'm just seeing, is there any movement on it now?
Supposedly it's out for delivery, but we don't know.
I see on the vehicle for delivery in Stanton at 7:54. That's my last track on my end.
Yeah, well, they don't leave until like 11.
Okay.
They don't leave up there until like 11. So,
well,
yeah, it's supposed to.
Hopefully it stays on the truck, and then we're in good shape.
Well, I'm hoping so. And Eddie's called Wayne, you know, the guy that owns that, you know, those trucks, because
mm-hmm.
he asked Eddie to, you know, call him when he had a problem. So Eddie's calling him and like, you know, I was supposed to have this yesterday. Why did I not? And yesterday, Tom, when we tracked it, it says it, Richard, I told you that. As a matter of fact, I even screenshotted it because I screenshotted all this shit too. I even screenshotted it so I could send it to you that, you know, that it was Dodo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I screenshotted it. It says, your driver Richard is on the way today before 5 p.m. That was yesterday. Now it doesn't say who has it. It just says scheduled for delivery. Then give me a driver. Now, the other cert gave me a driver, too.
Hmm.
But this one's not. So I don't know if they're trying to get I told Eddie, I have a funny feeling. Richard, I didn't see the FedEx. I didn't see him in downtown at all yesterday.
Yeah, he may be passing this off to somebody else at this point.
I'm wondering if maybe they've either, because he's not getting signatures from any businesses when he's supposed to. So I don't know if maybe they have suspended him. Have they fired him? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we'll kind of find out, see if we get it today. But I just want to let you know, your shipping department should ask for the money back because it wasn't delivered on time.
Right. No, I definitely let them know about that, and I don't know how they handle
that
on their on our shipping end, but I'll make sure that they're aware of that.
Yep. All right, and I'll just keep tracking it today, see what happens. I might get it. I might. We'll see. It's kind of like, will we see it? Will we not? It's kind of
thankfully it is only a cert at this point, but I don't want this to affect Diamonds, you know, here in the next few weeks.
Correct, and, you know, and it's like, I mean, Grant, we're not, this time of year, we don't have a big call for Diamonds. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean I won't.
Well, you should have a big call for Diamonds. It is Christmas season, after all.
You need to come up here and work with us. You just need to come live in my world up here in this tiny little teeny tiny.
So this is not your busy time of the year?
It's not one of my busiest, no.
No? When is it typically the busiest?
I mean, granted, yes, Christmas naturally. We get it just naturally. But believe it or not, April, May, and June are really big for me.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I can do close to what I do for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so no.
So,
but
December is still your biggest month.
Of course, but
gotcha.
It's
yeah.
always at the last minute too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, Tom, women have ruined men, and the way they have ruined men is they have alerts put on their carts, so men can't go and buy something without the wife knowing.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, women, y'all need to stop. It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they think they're doing the right thing by giving them ideas, right? But
right.
But in turn, right? then there's no surprise.
Correct. And I'm almost like, no, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? but yes. So. No, December is busy because it's naturally busy for everybody. I'm not going to sit here and say no, but it's not one of our – I mean, it is our biggest season, but we also have other – I have other months that rival it.
Yeah, right. I got you.
So, but anyway. All right. Well, Tom, go have a good one. Good luck this weekend. I will tell – I'm sure you'll keep up, and I'll text you when I see it.
Okay. Yep. We'll be in touch.
All right. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye. You too.